Greg Likens here for Dolphins.com, and in case you missed it, the Dolphins completed their 13th practice of 2014 training camp early this morning out here in Davie, and the team was in full pads in the sweltering South Florida conditions. Head coach Joe Philbin was satisfied with the work his team put in.
As I told the team after practice, that was kind of a training camp practice. It was a long practice. It was a full padded practice. We had some competitive tackling drills. We had some competitive one-on-one drills. Did a lot of different situations. We attempted to simulate the end of the game with one team down by 10 points and another team having a lead there at the end. So I thought we got a lot of good things accomplished.
Ryan Tannehill and the first team offense are looking to build on the success they've had so far this preseason. And part of the strong start has been due to Ryan Tannehill's improved footwork, something he learned from new offensive coordinator Bill Lazor.
It's been good. I think it's helped me get the ball out faster, have more velocity on some of my throws. And just be more consistent. I think that's the biggest key is consistency in the footwork from a quarterback to make accurate throws. And, you know, I think if you look back, some of the incompletions I had in the past are due to inconsistent footwork. And that was his big key coming in is, hey, we're going to get your feet right, and then everything else will take care of itself.
On the defensive side of the ball, the team is adjusting to the fact that Rashad Jones will miss the first four games of the regular season due to suspension, but defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle isn't dwelling upon the disappointing news.
You know, we lose an experienced player, but we feel we've got capable backups, and every team in the NFL is going to deal with situations that arise, whether it be injuries, whether it be off the field issues, and the teams that deal with them the best are the teams that generally end up competing at the end of the season for the playoffs and for the championship. And so we don't treat this any different than knowing that we're going to be without a player for a couple of games, and we've got to adjust and move forward, and that's what we plan to do. That's why I'm glad we still have three preseason games to continue to assess the entire group in different situations, both at the safety position and at the nickel spot. So it's kind of a work in progress, but when we line up against New England, I'm going to be confident that we're going to have a group out there that's going to give us our best chance to win.
The Dolphins have just two practices remaining before they break camp, with the next coming tomorrow at 8 a.m. That's open to the public. For the latest news, video, and analysis, keep coming back to Dolphins.com.